Everybody listen up. Here we're shooting another scene of action frames. Now get to your positions. Lighting, ready. Cameras.
Clear.
Clear. Okay, 3, 2, 1, action.
Good evening, my dear audience.
Good evening. Welcome to the Info Express. This is Helen.
And this is Alva. Hey, have you watched Beauty and the Beast yet?
Of course. I'm so impressed by the beauty of both Edward Watson and Dan Stevens.
I see. You are a good looks fan.
Well, everyone will be attracted by beautiful faces.
Then this movie must meet your taste.
Which one?
Called Skull Island by Tom Hiddleston. It's shown on March 21st.
Oh, Hiddleston's new movie.
It's a scientific movie which talks about...
I know that. It's about an adventure of a team of scientists on an uncharted island in the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah, they get into big trouble. They have ventured into the domain of the mighty cone and must fight to escape its island.
It has got 7.1 in the IMDb rating. Not so high, but enough for me to go and watch Hiddleston.
Well, since you have already known the cone, then what about Scarlett Johansson's new movie?
Scarlett?
Yes, his new movie Ghost in the Shell will soon hit the screen on April the 14th.
If memory serves, Ghost in the Shell is an old science fiction animation shown in 1995.
That's it. The new movie is based on the story, but using a new way to interpret.
The same story? You mean the story that the cyborg policewoman and her partner hunt a mysterious and powerful hacker?
Well, it may be a little bit different.
Please tell me more about it.
What about having a drink?
No thanks, I'm not thirsty. Just tell me about the plot.
You don't need a drink. You can just buy me a drink.
Oh, no way. Come on, tell us.
No way.
Think of our dear audience.
Fine, you win. Ghost in the Shell was set in the near future, when the whole world was connected through the enormous information network. Major, acted by Scarlett Johansson, is the first of her kind. A human saved from a terrible crash, which is cyber-enhanced to be a perfect soldier devoted to stopping the world's most dangerous criminals. Do you know the criminals reach a scary new level?
What's that? Hacking into people's mind and control them?
Whoa, brilliant! How can you guess that?
I'm not an idiot like you. I've read the story before.
Alright. But later, she finds out that she's been lied to. Her life was not saved. It was stolen.
Wow, and then?
And then, it's time for our storyboard.
Hey, you can do this.
Actually, I can. Go watch the movie by yourself to find out the answer.
Alright, maybe we can go to watch it together?
Sounds good. Dear audience, would you like to join us?
And don't forget to stay tuned for the Manchester by the Sea. You know what? Cassie Affleck is just as handsome as his brother.
Oh, again, such a good look fan.
The wind is so noisy that I can't hear nothing. See you, stay tuned.
Alright, see you.
Are you tired of a long day's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Storyboard. This is Jake.
This is Joyce. Great show for you tonight. A movie brought to us by Casey Affleck called Manchester by the Sea.
Oh, you mean a guy who won Academy Award for Best Actor in a Leading Role?
Yeah. In spite of his talented actor, the film itself deserves watching too.
Alright, let's tell our audience what the film is talking about.
Manchester by the Sea is a 2016 American drama film written and directed by Kenneth Lonergan. Set in the picturesque city of Manchester on Massachusetts' North Shore, cinematographer Jody Lee captures the rugged beauty of the New England town with its bays filled with trawlers and its winter streets and municipal buildings covered in a shimmering white. It is a town that looks as if it has not changed in decades or even centuries.
Lee Chandler in the haunting performance by Casey Affleck is a handyman who spends his days painting, doing minor plumbing work, repairing leaks, and so on, or just giving advice while making sure to avoid any social interaction with the people he's working for. His nights are spent drinking alone in bars, where he is quick to start fights at home, watching TV in his small apartment. There's no hint during the film's first half hour about what has brought him to his present state of disequilibrium, but in his mumbling inability to express his thoughts, we know that something unspoken is driving his need for isolation.
Lee has been living in nearby Quincy, but when his older brother, Joe, succumbs to a heart attack, he has to return to Manchester to make funeral arrangements and attend the reading of the will and to confront the people that he has turned away from. His grief over his brother's death turns to shock, however, when he discovers that he has been named the legal guardian of Joe's 16-year-old son Patrick, a popular high school student. Since Patrick's mom, Alice, is an alcoholic who left the town long ago, Lee is the only person who can assume the task.
It is one, however, that he does not feel ready for. Eventually, the seminal event that changed Lee's life forever is revealed, depicted in a straightforward manner without histrionics or pandering, even if the overused baroque music tends to amplify the drama beyond what is required. In flashback, we see that Lee was once a happy family man with a loving wife, Randy, and 3-year-old children, and we see him joking around with his young nephew Patrick on his fishing boat. Assuming the responsibility of being a father figure to Patrick, we glimpse the man that Lee used to be.
The dialogue between the aggressive Lee and the feisty, sharp-tongued Patrick feels real and without guile, but channeling the chemistry they have together into rebuilding his life is a challenge. Manchester by the Sea is a serious film, but it's balanced by humor. In one such scene, Patrick awkwardly attempts to hide the obvious fact from his mom about studying in his room with his girlfriend. Another funny incident takes place when Lee is used as a cover for Patrick's surreptitious juggling of his two girlfriends.
Yeah, the issue between them takes a more serious tone. However, when Lee is convinced that he and Patrick should move to Boston, a suggestion that Patrick rebels at, citing his high school girlfriends, his being on the soccer team, and his playing school band.
The film doesn't have the sort of neat resolution that you may have come to expect, but what it does have are real people whose lives you want to be a part of, and you know that that world is not one that can only happen in the movies, but a real experience of life fully lived in all its pain and all its joy.
That's true. Oh, how time flies. It's time to say goodbye. I'm Jake, and for more information on the amazing movie Manchester by the Sea, stay with us on Action Frames.
That's all for today's storyboard. I'm Joyce.
See you.
Are you tired of a long day's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Hello, I'm Lee Chandler. I'm from Manchester by the Sea. It's a small but beautiful town, but I don't live there anymore. I left all my painful memories there. Here are some flashbacks to tell you my story.
Clip 1. Alright, that's good, huh?
Like that?
Yeah, but keep your thumb off the line, because if you get a strike, it's gonna slice it right open, and you know what happens then?
What?
The shark will smell the blood and they will rip this boat apart.
No, they won't.
Yeah, they will.
Dad, will they?
Yes, sir. Shut up. You know I've seen a school of sharks tear a boat to pieces like it was made of cardboard, because some kid threw a band-aid in the water.
Oh, yeah, he did. Oh, yeah.
No, it didn't.
Sometimes the only way to keep them off is to throw the kid directly in the ocean to distract them.
Shut up, sharks don't even swim in schools.
Huh?
It's that sharks don't swim in schools.
smart kid.
Yeah, he is. A really smart kid, exactly the kind of colony meal a homogenous school of sharks is looking for when they are circling a boat.
Oh, Uncle Lee, shut up.
Hey, you gotta strike. Strike, strike, strike. Eaten up the dragon and watch your fucking stump. Jesus, don't hit me!
You gotta drive
him! I got it! We got it! Drive the boat! Mind your business!
You gotta get a hook in him!
What kind of fish is this?
We're fine! Shut up! Mind your business!
What kind of fish is this?
Great white's gonna be a great white!
Come on, it's gonna be a great
white! Shut up!
Or maybe a...
Come on, boy, him up!
It's not a shark!
Just talk! Stop talking! Come on!
Clip 2.
Alright, we got a lot to do.
What about the boat?
We can talk to George about it. There's no use hanging onto it if no one's gonna use it.
I'm gonna use it.
It's gonna be maintained.
I'm maintaining it.
You can't maintain it by yourself.
Why not? It's my boat now, isn't it?
Because you are minor. You can't take it out alone. I'm the trustee. I gotta make
what
the payment.
What does trustee mean?
I'm gonna keep the inspections. It means I'm in charge of handling everything but you and Teal.
Does that mean you're allowed to sail the boat if I don't want you to?
Until you turn 18. I don't know. I'm definitely considerate.
No fucking way.
You are so goddamn sure of yourself. There's no one running. You are 16 years old.
I get my license this year.
Doesn't matter. You're still a minor. You can't run a commercial vessel by yourself. Meanwhile, it's a big fucking expense. And I'm the one that's gonna manage it. And I'm not gonna be here.
Who gives a fuck where you are?
Patty, I swear to God, I'm gonna knock your fucking block off.
Great parenting.
What? What did you say?
I said great parenting.
Fuck you, mind your fucking
hey,
business.
You
fucking asshole. You want me to smash your fucking face?
Okay.
You fucking asshole.
It's okay, it's okay, it's okay. Thank you. It's okay. Uncle Lee, are you fundamentally unsound?
Get in the fucking car.
Clip 3.
I think there's something wrong with me.
What do you mean? Like what? Are you sick?
I don't know.
I'm sick?
Really weird. I think I'm having a panic attack.
What do you mean? Hey.
I don't know. I mean, could you get the shit out of here, please?
Get rid of what?
I don't know.
A food?
I don't know.
Do you want me to get rid of this food?
I don't know.
Hey, do you want me to take you to the hospital?
No, I don't know. No.
Do you want me to call your friends?
I don't know.
What do you want me to do? Patrick, are you going to bed?
Leave me alone.
I don't think I should let you keep the door shut.
Just go away.
I will. Just open the door.
Fuck you. Jesus Christ! What are your problems?
I say open the door! Are you having a breakdown? Should we take you to the hospital?
No. I'm just freaking out.
Okay, fine. But I can let you freak out with the door closed. And if you're gonna freak out every time you see the frozen chicken, I think we should go to the hospital. Anything about this?
I just don't like him being in the freezer.
Explain that clearly. I don't like it either. There's nothing we can do about it.
Clip 4.
Could we have lunch?
You mean us? You and me?
Yeah, because I said a lot of terrible things to you.
No.
But I know you never... Maybe you don't want to talk to me.
It's not that.
Let me finish. However, my heart is broken. It's always going to be broken. And I know yours is broken too. I don't want to carry sad things that I should fucking burn in hell for what I said to you.
No.
What?
No. Randy.
I'm just sorry.
I can't.
I love you. Maybe I shouldn't say that.
No, you can't say that.
It's just...
I'm sorry. I've got to go.
We could have lunch.
I'm really sorry. I don't think so. I thank you for saying everything you said.
You can just die.
But honey. And I want you to be happy.
Honey. I see you walking around here, and I want to tell you...
I would want to talk to you, Randy.
But Lee...
Please, because...
Lee...
I'm trying to...
You've got to... I don't know what...
Look, this is not...
I don't want to torture you.
You're not torturing me.
I just want to tell you that I was wrong.
No, you don't understand. There's nothing there. There's nothing there.
That's not true.
Let me say this. You don't understand.
I understand you.
I don't know what... I know you understand me. I've got to go.
Don't.
I'm sorry.
Are you tired of a long day's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Now, welcome to Action English, the only useful part. Charlotte is here.
This is Apollo. Today we're going to talk about another film awarded by Oscar 2017, Manchester by the Sea.
You know, I have read a lot of comment about this film before the Oscar. Some said this film is nearly held up by the main actor, Casey Affleck.
So that's bingo. It turns out to be the best actor of this Oscar. Actually, he really deserved it because the whole movie is always in a slow pace and it just tells the story of nobody.
So the words and expressions are totally over. Now, let's begin with the first original sound.
You want to come and attack? Want somebody to spill your guts to, or throw the bull around. The door's open.
这句话出现在 Patrick 与他的曲棍球教练的对话中。这时，他们刚刚知道 Patrick 父亲的死讯。教练把 Patrick 叫进了办公室，并开始安慰他：“如果你想来聊聊，或找人讲讲心里话，或只是闲聊，我随时欢迎。”
此处教练用了两个画面感极强的短语。首先来看一下 "throw the bull around"， 意思是说大话。
大家想一下，如果大家聊天时谈论的事情就像把公牛到处丢来丢去那样无聊，没有意义，这不就是胡言乱语吗？话说一个人聊天在打嘴炮吗？能把牛都聊上天？
只能说不同语言的比喻根本不在一个次元吧。不过这也和中文里吹牛有异曲同工之妙。那么我们来看一个例句。 Look, President Trump is throwing the bull again on the Twitter.
快看，某总统又在推特上胡言乱语了。
大家听听就好，不要在意。那下一个短语是 spill the guts to， 对某人说心里话，说出自己知道的事情。 guts 在这里就是勇气的意思，把自己的勇气从内心一起喷吐出去，就是对某人说心里话的意思。
其实我认为这其实是一种比喻， guts 除了勇气还有内脏的意思。大家想想，如果一个人把他的……
好了，让我们来赶紧看一个例句。 I had to spill my guts about the broken window. I didn't want to take the blame.
对于这个坏的窗户，我必须要说出实情，我才不想背黑锅。好，听完了这个例句，想必大家知道该怎么用这个词组了吧？就是把自己内心想要表达的东西，就像吐出自己的。
下面让我们进入下一段原声吧。
I have to say I'm somewhat taken aback。
这段原声是主角利在律师事务所与律师讨论哥哥的遗嘱时出现的。律师因为才知道利的哥哥 Joe 在生前并没有告诉利要把自己的儿子的监护权在自己死后转交给他，两个人都处于一脸懵逼的状态时，律师说道：我只能说很抱歉，我也有些吃惊。
Aback 有吓了一跳的意思，在大多数情况下用于表示向后处于顶峰位置的意思。
学会了 be taken aback 这个说法，就可以用来代替 I'm surprised 这样烂大街的语句了。现在让我们来造个句子。 Apollo said he was quite taken aback because Jack showed no emotion about seeing him.
Apollo 说他很吃惊，因为 Jack 看见他后没有任何情绪波动。
意义不明，意味深长，不要在意。还是来看最后一段原声。
So how are you holding up?
What's the matter?
Oh. I said how are you holding up? It's a stupid question. Get some food?
这个对话出现在Joe的葬礼后的聚餐中。Lee的好友 George 看见Lee闷闷不乐的样子，便上前询问道：你还撑得住吗？
Hold up 就是支撑举起的意思，很形象地说出一个人承受心理压力的样子。我们来看看例句。 March 15th has just passed. I wonder how many merchants could hold up.
315刚过，我在想有多少商家能够撑得住呢？
所以315购物理论上是全年最安全的。
如果大家没剁手的话，反正今年都应该没机会了。
Now let's see what we got today. Throw the bull. 说大话，胡言乱语。Spill the guts to somebody. 对某人吐露心声。
Be taken aback. 大吃一惊。 Hold up, 挺住，坚持住。
Okay, this is Action English for today. This is Apollo.
This is Charlotte. Stay tuned and we're heading to close up.
Are you tired of a long day's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
My dear audience, welcome to today's close-up. This is Rebecca.
And this is Jake.
First, Jake, let me ask you a question. Which movie do you like best according to this year's Oscar?
Manchester by the Sea, absolutely. Though it talks about a loser's life, making the movie a little bit too gloomy, it still attracts me a lot.
Yeah, I agree. And I think the huge success it achieved should owe a lot to its leading actor, Casey Affleck, also our topic today.
Many people have no idea of who he is, but tend to be more familiar with his elder brother, Ben Affleck, who's popular both as an actor and a director.
Oh, actually, Casey has starred in a lot of movies. Let me name a few. Interstellar, Good Will Hunting, and Ocean's 11. Now you may recall his face.
To sum up, before Manchester by the Sea, it's hard for you to remember this normal guy, but you'll be impressed by his performance in the movie, I swear.
That's true. It is his performance that made the movie impressive. The movie actually tells of a sad story. Lee Chandler, played by Casey, is a lonely bagman. He speaks little, lives alone, and is aggressive with strangers. His life seems full of darkness. However, a call, which brings him the news of his brother's death, breaks his seemingly peaceful life.
And through some fragments, we can see that Lee used to have a sweet family, but in a fire, he lost his 3 children and his wife left him.
So sad a story. I thought Casey would act intensely due to such terrible experience, but he just acted undemonstratively.
Yes, for example, when he went to the hospital on hearing that his brother died, he didn't cry. Even didn't keep up the pace. But in his eyes, there's huge sorrow and it did touch me a lot.
Me too. And you know, the movie is so bitter and Casey just seemed to be calm about everything, but we can still feel the sadness of life. That's really amazing.
That's why he has achieved more than 30 awards and he deserves, I think.
Compared to his brother's poker face, which can't express exquisite feelings, Casey shapes the character of a normal person successfully, which touches more people.
Oh, speaking of this, we can't forget that he has been acting for about 22 years according to his first film, To Die For, in 1995.
However, his career didn't go so smoothly. At first, he always lived under the halo of his brother and didn't get attention.
Right, not until the assassination of Jesse James by the coward Robert Ford did he make a figure, by which he won nominations for Best Actor both in Oscar and Golden Globe Awards.
Also, he directed a biopic, I'm Still Here, The Lost Year of Joaquin Phoenix, in 2010, which won the Best Documentary Film in Venice Film Festival.
Wow, Casey's truly a man with talents. And for acting, he has his own understanding. He once said, "I didn't have to audition. That's common. But it had never happened to me before. Normally, I hate auditioning. I need to stew and think. Let the character develop and grow inside me."
Oh, that's the secret of being an excellent actor, I suppose.
Also, the fact that Casey is a vegan does surprise me a lot.
Yeah, and now he's a father of 2 children and lives a sweet life.
Like a relief making up for the sadness in the film, right?
You can say that. Okay, that's all for today's close-up. This is Rebecca.
And this is Apollo. See you next Saturday.
Are you tired of a long day's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Hi guys, welcome to TikTok Talk. Can't wait to meet you in this new semester. What are you doing, surprise? It's your turn to say hello to our audience.
Seriously, guys, I think we can cut this part off next time. Do you really think people would literally listen to three strangers talking about unnecessary things that sometimes aren't even related to films? I would want to skip this part myself.
Well, that sounds a little bit too mean
and hurting.
Sorry to hear your feeling, but I'm not taking back.
That's why I am about to come up with a theme, in case we go too far on strange subjects, also to talk about something that intrigues our audience.
So, what's our theme for today?
First of all, is the name of Flex familiar to you?
You bet. The whole world knows he's the brother of Ben Affleck.
And a very close friend to Matt Damon.
I think everyone knows that.
And they all have little golden men in their home now, even more than three. Matt and Ben's for Good Will Hunting script, another of Ben's for Argo, which was the best motion picture that year, and now Cassie's for the best actor.
And their awards are in three different fields, script writing, directing, and acting. Isn't that amazing?
Interesting, and Cassie wasn't even an actor before influenced by his brother and friends. And I guess Matt and Ben's acting will never go any further in their lifetime now.
What did you say?
Just saying, don't take it too serious.
Did you just say Ben and Matt are not good at acting?
You didn't hear me from me, I simply said...
Stop! Please! You interrupted me before I even get to the start. I was trying to say, do the three people remind you of some other people?
Sorry, what?
I told you not to interrupt. I guess echo means those artists who got influenced by their families.
Exactly. And that's how movie families were born. More and more of their family members get involved in filmmaking industry and make quite remarkable achievements. Then, after generations, shooting movies, no matter what role they play, becomes some kind of family tradition. Surprise, you know so much. Can you give us some names about movie families?
Let me see. There are too many. If I have to pick the most famous ones, I would say Coppola and Barrymore.
I know it! Francis Coppola, the great scriptwriter of Patton, the director of The Godfather, The Conversation, and Apocalypse Now. You know, any of these movies can make him memorized by history, and he played crucial roles in them all. And his daughter, Sofia Coppola, also became a director whose works show her strong personality.
That's it?
What?
Well, there are another members you may not know. Francis Coppola inherits the sense of art from his father, Camille Coppola, who was a musician and composed music for The Godfather. And he has a niece who also won an Oscar as the best actor, though he hasn't had any good films since then.
Nicolas Cage, I almost forgot him. Sometimes I feel so sorry for him.
Don't worry, he will always be richer than you.
Okay, let's move on to the next one, the Barrymore family. Any information about them?
Well, the Barrymore family has quite a long history. Dating back to the silent film age, they had already become a well-known acting family. The three Barrymore brothers, Alden, Leonel, and John, were all great actors and film stars. I think it's partly due to their actor and actress parents. For nearly a century, more and more actors and actresses came from the family, such as Doris Day King, Branwell Fletcher, Diana Barrymore, and I guess the most famous one among Chinese audience is Drew Barrymore, the granddaughter of John Barrymore.
Is she the sweet girl in 50 First Dates and Everyone Says I Love You?
Yeah, that's her. But do you know that her acting career didn't go well for a long time as a teenager?
What happened?
Well, although she was born in such a successful family, her parents got divorced when she was only a baby. So we can guess she couldn't have a warm family as ordinary children. And she became famous at such a young age so soon that she cannot even handle the whole fame thing. So she got addicted to drugs when she was only 10 years old.
Unbelievable! Can you imagine a girl got addicted to drugs at 10? I didn't even know what drug was at 10. That's too horrible.
Well, don't be so sorry again. He went through that hard period anyway, and he's still American sweetheart.
I guess being born in a famous family is not always a good thing. Their parents even have much higher rate to divorce than normal families.
And we really can't judge the whole same thing. I mean, what would you feel if you only called someone's son or daughter instead of your name? I guess it's something we can never tell, not in the lifetime at least.
But think of it in a positive way. If they manage to handle all the pressures as well, their family offer bigger chances to them than any other people, and because of what they are granted, good looks, the things of art, the direct from family, and they are still very big chance, they can make the even greater achievement.
Such as Michael Douglas and Jane Fonda did.
And Alexandra Dumas-Fierce? Does it count?
Of course it does.
I can't believe we're still in this subject. What a progress.
See, it's not hard. The last question. What do you guys think that counts to be a successful movie family?
First, someone in the family must be in the movie business, and this guy needs to have influence on his families.
And they must do well in their job, which requires true passion and love for movie.
Will the Affleck be another famous movie family? I guess we can see it in our lifetime. Maybe you will hear us talking about that in our 2050s program.
We will always be here on Saturday evening, right?
Long live Action Frames!
And bye!
Funny how easy you could see my blind sight. Still the same songs with the same old beats. Sure, I could stay with them.
Are you tired of a long day's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Good evening, my audience. Here comes the last part of today's Action Frames. I'm a friend, Apollo. Today's gramophone is about music and soundtrack in Manchester by the Sea. In this film, we can see a man struggling to heal the gap between family and the life in the past. Miserable things had happened in the past that he had to flee out of Manchester to hide himself from the fact that he got his own daughter killed because of a fire, he said to some extent. Is a story about self-atonement. Country music, piano music, classical music, and other kind of music are used in the film to express the emotional needs and help audience understand the feelings. This career with choir and the soft, gentle, tender rhythm, along with the sing of sea around Manchester, boats and birds, driving through the small town in its crisscross streets, things going on like there's nothing happened. All along the driveway filled with Lee's sorrow and misery, the music there seems to be his own company. He's trying hard not to blame himself on the past, but things couldn't work out the way he wanted. He just cannot forgive himself, cannot compromise with the past. He used to be an optimist, an addict, and a man who loved his wife and children so much. The beat of the voice keeps pumping, creating an atmosphere of tragedy. Everything comes back when the music begins, and he cannot fight it. I can't beat it. He's not ready to take up another relationship to take care of other beloved person's life. He's not okay with his life. Sometimes things are simple but just cannot be understood. His heart is broken and he doesn't know how to fix it. He refuses every kindness and every hand others had offered. He cannot do anything about his wife's leave. Maybe she can't bear the pain and go, leaving him alone to suffer. Piano plays on, and the emotions get stronger and stronger. But Lee lives with it and he can't do anything. He can't make it, he can't beat it. He fights with blues, he shoots himself with classical music, and he fights again with country music. He doesn't want to compromise to his life, but he also doesn't want others to care or waste their feelings on him. So he hides his sorrow away, pretends to be calm and cool. Flute and grand melody flood through audience vein and remind them of their real life. We live our life differently, but we keep on living. But someone are not living, they're just not dead. Okay, that is all for today's program. Wish you have a good night. Goodbye.
One 个人的时候，听荔枝 FM。